the freighter Twilight, Teth Space.
Anakin knew he should never have expected things to get easier. The trajectory he'd set took the Twilight close to the action. It was inevitable. He needed to locate Yularen's flagship, Spirit of the Republic. Once he had it over Rata, he could get back to the fighting, or start replacing the men of Torrent Company if the ground engagement was over, or anything but this. He'd opted for the most direct course. The airspace above the jungle combat zone and up through the atmosphere into space was crawling with V-19 fighters, vulture droids, and warships. Even at maximum thrust, the Twilight climbed slowly for a pilot used to starfighters.
"We might as well have a big target roundel painted on us."
The freighter shuddered as it climbed. Ahsoka sat in silence with Rata clutched on her lap. In a confined cockpit, the smell was almost too much for Anakin to bear. He tweaked the fuel injectors a little higher.
"Come on, come on."
Bursts of white light flared against the sky in the thinning layers of the planet's atmosphere. Anakin kept a wary eye on both the ship's sensors and what he could see with his own eyes through the viewport. He could see Spirit's transponder on the screen, but the cruiser was in the thick of it, surrounded by smaller pinpoints of light that indicated Republic and Sept fighters.
"They're too busy to worry about us," Ahsoka said at last.
"I'll try to worry less obviously in the future."
"Yularen knows you're inbound."
"Yeah, but so does Ventress, I'll bet. She had her droids ready for us and she knows this crate's gone. She also knows we won't be crazy enough to head for Tatooine in it, so she knows we've got to do a transfer, and that we don't have many ships to choose from."
"She might not."
"She's smart. If I can think of the solution to our problem, so can she." Anakin adjusted course, looking to divert around a knot of V-19s chasing down a flight of vultures. Rata whimpered. "What would you do?"
Booby-trap the freighter to explode?"
Anakin's gut flipped over. He hadn't thought of that one.
"No. She needs Rata. That's got to be her plan. Admit it, we found this tub really conveniently."
"It would take a matter of minutes to reach Yularen."
"She wasn't expecting us.
She couldn't have planned the hunting fly. She'll have vulture droids looking out for us."
"It all hinges on who's the best pilot then. You, or a heap of smart scrap?"
R2-D2 chirped and flashed. He said he thought that was a little organicist, speaking as a heap of smart scrap himself. Ahsoka was still learning.
"I didn't understand all that."
"I'll give you some sensitivity lessons later." The Twilight began her approach to Spirit. Any minute now, a SEP sensor officer or a vulture would notice the freighter on their screen. And then, it was all down to nerve, speed, and skill. Anakin knew he was weak on one of those. He realigned his instruments on Spirit and lined up with the cruiser's hangar bay. There was an awful lot of traffic in between.
"Hang on to our slippery friend, Snips. Here we go." "Yes, Master."
Anakin opened the comm.
"General Skywalker to Jedi Cruiser. We need hangar bay access. I say again, we need hangar bay access urgently."
A blip appeared instantly on the screen. A vulture had dropped out of nowhere and was skimming just above the cockpit, matching their speed. Anakin couldn't fire Twilight's laser cannon. It was like a nasty itch in a place you couldn't reach without tearing yourself up. Another vulture peeled off from formation and headed straight for them. It was on an intercept course. Something hit the Twilight hard. Rivets flew from the internal bulkheads as they flexed under impact. The freighter had taken a hit. Anakin held it on course.
"Maybe she doesn't want Stinky alive after all," Ahsoka said.
"Maybe."
"Nearly there. Hang on."